The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints provided an update Wednesday on how its members and missionaries are dealing with the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. KUER's Dan Bomas reports it's just one of many local religious groups making significant contributions to the effort.
The statement on the church's news website says it's working with International Medical Corps to provide medical clothing and supplies for a hospital in Sierra Leone. It's also working with other relief organizations in both Sierra Leone and Liberia. The LDS News Bureau in Ghana has published stories about Mormons in Sierra Leone who had to conduct worship services in their homes while their neighborhood was locked down by authorities. In some cases, the church has provided its members with a 2-month supply of food for times when they were not allowed to move freely. Mormon missionaries in Sierra Leone and Liberia were reassigned to other countries last August. Those still in other areas of West Africa are being trained on precautions to prevent the spread of Ebola, and the church says it will take further steps to protect its missionaries if that becomes necessary. The Episcopal Diocese of Utah is also contributing to fight the epidemic. Libby Hunter is a trustee for what's called Trust 2. That's money the diocese received from the sale of St. Mark's Hospital.
We approved $10,000 last week from Trust 2 funds. $5,000 will go to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and $5,000 will go to Episcopal Relief and Development.
Catholic Relief Services nationwide has committed $1.5 million to combat the epidemic. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has a number of hospitals in the affected countries. An affiliated relief agency is sending more than $92,000 worth of protective clothing and supplies for health workers. Dan Bomas, KUER News.